WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Dorian's Eye is finally on the U.S. coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The eyewall going across the North Carolina Outer Banks as a Category 1 hurricane with 90-mile-an-hour winds.
The worst of the storm surge, the worst of the core of the hurricane force winds right near Ocracoke and Hatteras, and there's the center just south of that.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Dave, this area felt the wrath of Dorian as it hugged the coast late yesterday. There are downed trees and power lines. More than 200,000 homes and businesses are still without power. The storm spawned several suspected tornadoes in the Carolina. Two confirmed twisters touched down in Myrtle Beach and Little River. This South Carolina man hunkered down.
Just hope for the best. Because I think things will get worse before they get better.
The worst in this region may still be yet to come. Rivers could flood as water flows from the south over the coming days. Dave.
Originally, 30 people now dead in the northern Bahamas. It's feared that'll keep rising as more people flee Dorian's destruction.
There's no words to describe the experience.
Now, she's one of those who evacuated Grand Bahama Island and says everybody she knows lost everything. Thousands of homes were destroyed. Remember when Howard Schultz was considering a run for president? Well, the former Starbucks CEO is giving up that idea.
Writing on his website, he's concluded that an independent campaign for the White House is not how I can best serve our country. Also warning, he still believes if Democrats pick a far-left candidate without a moderate independent on the ballot, more people might vote to re-elect President Trump.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. We got an update on the job market later this hour, expected to show a little slower hiring in August than in July. Economists predict about 160,000 jobs created. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 5252. That's promo code 5252 at checkout on Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
The five crew members who jumped off their boat that caught fire off the California coast early Monday on a diving trip say they did try to save all those sleeping below deck, but the flames and smoke and heat were too much.
They left the vessel and returned back to the Conception in the skiff to try to rescue any survivors.
NTSB investigator Jennifer Homendy, 34 people were killed. The boat's owners have filed a lawsuit under pre-Civil War maritime law trying to limit liability. In Oakland, an acquittal in a deadly warehouse fire in 2016 that killed even more people. And another man who was charged got no verdicts.
The jury hung on the involuntary manslaughter charges against Derek Almena. He was the master tenant of the warehouse and had been allowing people to live there. 36 people were killed when a fire broke out at the warehouse during a party nearly 3 years ago. 10 of 12 jurors leaned toward guilt, though. The Alameda County DA's office says they will be talking to the jurors and go forward from there. Almena's attorney, Tony Serra, expects they will retry the case. He says it's a political decision to avoid civil lawsuits.
A scapegoat so that, you know, the fire department, the police department, et cetera, doesn't have to pay zillions to the victim's family.
The jury acquitted rent collector and artist Max Harris of all charges. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, three more retailers have joined Walmart and Kroger, asking customers not to bring guns into stores, CVS, Wegmans, and Walgreens.
Walgreens Boots Alliance, the outfit that operates the nation's second largest drugstore chain, said in an emailed statement it will request that its customers that aren't law enforcement no longer bring guns into their stores.
That's Fox's Gurnall Scott. The NFL season kicked off last night with a defensive battle. The Green Bay Packers beat the rival Bears in Chicago 10-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says there have been five cases of Legionnaires' disease in Champaign County this year. The health district epidemiologist, Awais Vaid, said there has not been a common link established between the five cases. Three of those cases were found in July and August. The Champaign County coroner has identified a Westville woman who died after falling off her motorcycle last week. 30-year-old Kylie Hack died Sunday at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She died after falling from her motorcycle on Saturday in Danville. A University of Illinois spokeswoman says a U of I student charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct for allegedly having a noose in a residence hall elevator is not currently enrolled at the university. The News Gazette says Andrew Smith of Normal enrolled at the school last fall, but he is not currently enrolled. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Situated in the heart of campus town, Asia.
On ESPN 93.5. Well, good morning. It is Friday. This is September the 6th. Illinois in action at UConn tomorrow. We're an 18-point favorite. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the chair of presidential studies at Hofstra University teaches courses on the American presidency. I would be in the front row. We probably don't agree on a lot of policy, but I love her. Dr. Mina Bose, you're back. How are you?
I am great, Stevie J. Thank you so much for having me back.
You would probably suspend me for holding my hand up saying, I've got another question. I've got another question, Professor.
You know what? Classes started this week, and I have a lot of students doing that, and it's great. We've had a lot of lively conversations.
Okay, so the wall issue, Democrats walk tightrope and fight over Trump wall funds. What is your take?
Well, you know, the demo, it's a very tricky situation for the Democrats. Supreme Court over the summer ruled in favor of the White House being able to use emergency funds. So this is actually turning into an interesting debate about executive power. You know, there's the whole question about whether the president should be diverting the $3.5 billion in military funds to build the border wall, some close to 200 miles of it. And the Democrats are pointing out that this will take money away from other military construction projects. Defense Department has said it won't affect housing or issues for soldiers. But nevertheless, I mean, money is money. If it's being spent for one project, it's not being spent for something else. And so it's pretty clear that the Democrats want to stop this. There were a lot of Republicans who actually voted against giving the president emergency authority for the wall, but the president vetoed. That was his first veto, actually. And so there's a lot of dissatisfaction, but it's not really clear what the Democrats can do. They certainly don't want to shut down the government. After we saw what happened last December and January.
And I don't think it's not the first time money's been repurposed. I mean, that happens all the time, I think. I think Barack Obama did that a bunch. I think they just they have money here, they put it over here instead. I think that happens quite a bit.
Well, they do reappropriations, yes. I mean, the executive has that flexibility, and we want the president. There are reasons why you want the executive branch to have that authority. However, I will say that the wall is a particularly contentious issue for the redirecting of funds. So, I think your general point is true, but this isn't just any other.
Well,
isn't just any policy.
But I mean, am I being ridiculous to say, listen, I welcome all. I'm the product of an immigrant. I just believe in a system. And listen, I could blame Congress for five decades. I believe in a system that says America should know who's coming and going. It'd be tantamount for me of taking off your front door and saying, let anybody in. Well, you wouldn't because you'd be afraid of who it is. So I think.
Well,
we need a system. We just need, you know, we need enough people to process all the people that want to come to America. That's, I mean, you can work with the Dreamers. I'm all open for that. But as far as this coming and going, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Well, I mean, I think your point about immigration is in improving the system. I don't know that there are many people who are saying the system works as it is right now. Whether you support a lot more immigration or whether you support restricting immigration, this current system doesn't work. It seems to me that I'm not sure that the wall is the most effective way to address the system, and obviously there are a lot of the problems in the system, and obviously there are a lot of other assorted issues right now. But I think the problem here, CBJ, is that immigration has become such a polarizing issue almost nothing can be said because you're for amnesty or you hate immigrants, right? There's kind of no in between.
Well, and I don't think this is a time when, listen, it's so contentious. It's all so political now. And last thing I wanted to ask you is about the race. I mean, to me, it's Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris. What are you seeing for the Democrats? And I was kind of bummed that Howard Schultz has abandoned his president. I thought he was the guy down the middle that if history shows an independent would never win, maybe this time, because it's so different, he might have had a shot.
Well, I mean, I think independents have a rough path to take in American politics just because of the way the Electoral College is set up. There are so many people who have presented ideas that are exciting for president, but when it comes to actually locking in the votes for the nomination, it becomes a lot harder. I mean, that's really what's surprising about President Trump's victory in 2016 was that everyone kept saying he wouldn't get it, and he did, but he did do it through the Republican Party. I think for next week's debate, we have one night next Thursday. I think we'll really see Senator Warren and Senator Harris take on former Vice President Biden and try to build a case. Now, can they win the nomination? Probably. Can they win the election? That's, I think, what a lot of Democrats are weighing now. I think the one that's really interesting, frankly, in just talking with students, Andrew Yang has sparked a lot of online excitement.
That's the $72,000 for my house. I've got six. Let's go. $1,000 a month each. Let's go. Come on.
And I'm not trying to advocate for him. I'm very interested.
No, I know.
I really knew nothing about in January.
Hey, Marianne Williamson's out. There go the ratings, okay? That's it. Dr. Mina Bowes, you're a pleasure. Hofstra University. Thank you. I always love talking
to you.
Thank you so much. You bet. Mina Bowes, she's fun out in Hofstra. She's so historic and knows so much about history.
Yeah.
Love talking to her. 714. ESPN 93.5. We're going to kind of have a flashback coming up today with Coach Ditka, because last night they had the 85 Bears on the field.
Uh-huh.
Coach wasn't there. I presume they asked him, and I bet he didn't want to go. But I've got some stuff from the archives. So stand by with Coach and Johnny coming up about 15 minutes. Check your sports. When the Cubs and Cardinals score more points than the Bears, it's bad. It's coming up next.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
El Toro grabs your taste buds and takes them on a wild ride, like a bull rider holds on for 8 seconds. The El Toro fajitas are the sizzling star of the show. They take grilled meats, guacamole, Mexican fried rice, and give you the flour tortillas to make each individual bite your way. We can't forget about the chips and tangy salsa that come right when you sit at your table. Amazing service, authentic Mexican food, and an experience you soon won't forget. So stop by El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Campaign or order on Grubhub, and the authentic flavor will be delivered to your door.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchards.
I've been making the cider there for almost 40 years now. My son-in-law, Jeremy, has joined me. We take all the remaining apples and we make cider out of them, and we freeze that cider. And it's just delicious. I don't know. Converting cider to slush is magical. It's just amazing what it does, which are one of the best drinks you can ever have. And it's healthy for you. I drink the cider slushes all the time because it's refreshing and it revives you, really. There's a little bit of natural sugar in there. Delicious.
CurtisOrchard.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, today's offer for $25 will be for Curtis Orchard. This is the program where Stevie J gives you my money. I give you money to go to Curtis Orchard. Two stipulations. You have to use it within 7 days, and you have to give me your opinion of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
GoStever.com. You have to be registered. and there are so many people getting registered to take. Well, why wouldn't you? Be like me with $50 bills on the corner just handing them out. You'd have a traffic jam, right? Same thing. GoStever.com. Get registered before 8:30 is when it lights up. And you can grab 10 or 20 or whatever we have this morning for $25 to Curtis Orchard. Good luck for you at 8:30. GoStever.com. Here we go with sports.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the San Francisco Giants in a tight one and a slugfest. 10-9 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Cardinals started off on the right foot yesterday, John, and they landed on the right foot to end the game.
Can't lose on KMOX Day. That's not right. But the Cardinals scored 10 runs on 12 hits, had a number of firsts. The first two RBIs in the big leagues for Dakota Hudson, who picked up his 15th win. First major league home run for Ronel Ravelo. First stolen base for Randy Arozarena at the big league level. And the first major league save for Genesis Cabrera, who went three innings to get that save. Webb was the loser. The Cardinals went 6-2 on the homestand, winning 3 out of 4 against Cincinnati, 3 out of 4 against the Giants, winning 10-0 yesterday.
It was a heck of a ball game as the Cardinals starter got the win. His 15th of the year, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 10-0 and took 3 out of 4. On the air tonight at 5:10.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs win 10-5 over Milwaukee.
Yep.
And another game from Milwaukee starts at 7:10. Cole Hamels on the mound for Chicago and Zach Davies for the Brew Crew.
Yeah, pitching for Milwaukee just isn't there. I think this is it for Milwaukee. They have a really weak end of the season schedule with 13 games with last place teams, but Milwaukee's got to beat the Chicago Cubs tonight, or I think they're toast. They're 7.5 back now, 5 back of the wild card. So we'll see, but the Cubbies and the Cardinals are wrapped up in a tight race in the NL Central.
Chicago White Sox also win 100th season of the NFL. Green Bay on top 10-3 over the Bears. And, of course, our Illini in action at 2:30 in UConn tomorrow.
Quick weather.
We've got a high 82 expected, 55 our low tonight. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 78, low 58. 40% chance of morning showers on Sunday, high 71, low 60. We're currently at 62 on ESPN. 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. What the heck happened to Comcast? A big outage.
Yes.
What the heck, man? They don't even know. What do you mean they don't know? They don't know what happened. A little more on that coming up. 7:20 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, investors will be reacting today to the Labor Department's August employment report. Google is facing another antitrust investigation, this one from state attorneys general. Wall Street Journal says the probe by the states will look into the impact of Google on digital advertising and whether users are being harmed by ad choices that are concentrated in one company. The bipartisan investigation is said to include the support of about 36 states, led by Texas AG Ken Paxton. Athleisure company Lululemon Athletica says its business was strong in the summer quarter, with sales up 10% at existing stores. Cheap chic retailer H&M says it'll suspend leather purchases from Brazil. It wants to make sure it's not supporting cattle farming that may be contributing to the fires in the Amazon rainforest. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They do appliances. If you see the TV spots, they're on Channel 3, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see Big 4-7, Jay Layman doing spots with Dennis Reakin.
Right.
He's a TV star and radio star, Jay Layman. So he's a big advocate. And Dick Van Dyke provided his home when he moved back to Champaign-Urbana with all their appliances, and they just treated him right, but they treat everybody right. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois in Champaign on Neal Street. Drive on up there. And one big aspect that I emphasize, and it's because it's unique, is the people that work there actually know their product.
Mm-hmm.
The big box stores, I'm sorry, that's not necessarily the case. You kind of have to find a guy in paint to come over to tell you more about the Frigidaire.
Exactly.
It keeps it cold. Oh, thank you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit. Plus, you can receive the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Well, what happened to Comcast? Brother Johnny coming up with Mike Ditka. It affected... Was it just Central Illinois? What did you hear on this, John?
Well, quite a few, but I don't know. They couldn't buy a meal with a credit card in a lot of places.
That's right.
That happened at the Philo Tavern.
Yes,
yeah.
Internet, cable, and phone service. The message said, Xfinity Services outage has been reported in your area. We're working hard to get services running. It looks like it's about 8 hours in total. From what I was understanding.
Well, I think the News Gazette this morning, front page, says some people are still out.
Hmm.
So then the question begs, do I get a refund?
I think the question is, what happened? They don't know what happened. What do you mean you don't know what happened?
Yeah.
How do you not know what happened in this day and age? When I was in Israel, AT&T knew when I crossed into the West Bank within 60 seconds I got a message from them.
Is that
and they
right?
don't know what happened?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, I mean, come
I'm
going to
flag that.
That would could it be sabotage?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I just want my 8 hours back.
Right.
Yeah. So I think Comcast will refund me 8 hours. I will wait by the mailbox to get my refund.
That's everything. What do people do without internet and the phone?
The overriding question is, Johnny and Diane, is what if somebody flipped a switch and we no longer had phones or internet? How would that look?
It sets back a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to try to find your cash.
Right.
People are buying $2.80 coffees with the credit card.
Right, that's right. No cash anymore.
Yeah.
My kids don't have any cash in their pocket.
Right.
It's all with the card because they can...
And the Venmo and all that
everything
other.
Everything else. Yeah. I'm kind of a Venmo. I know how to do that now.
Oh, look
pretty
at you.
Pretty darn cool.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so Grace will buy something and I'll Venmo her right back.
Right.
It's pretty neat. It's just we don't have to carry cash anymore. It's amazing. But the way it puts us out when outages occur is stunning. And you know, 20 years ago, there was still plenty of home phones with wires. It doesn't happen anymore.
I know it.
We have evolved into maybe even more vulnerability.
What do you mean, maybe even? That's the problem. We're dependent totally
on
it, and that's vulnerable.
So. Well, what does it say when I get jitters when I leave my phone at home?
Right.
I mean,
how do you feel when they say, oh, we don't know what happened?
No,
So it's going to happen again when? Well, we wouldn't know that.
Yeah,
either.
Right. No, it's in this day and age, you're right. How does that? Anyway, Comcast continues to study. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little flashback with Coach Mike Ditka. I've got some clips that'll make a smile. Saturday Night Live did those guys. Da Bears.
Uh-huh.
That's a baker's dozen bop. For heart attacks, bop.
Uh-huh.
It's just good stuff. Anyway.
They had a stack of meat in front of them.
Yeah. It's just pretty good stuff. And Ditka was always this. And they was always set from Saturday Night. Always had a set from Ditka's restaurant.
Who wins a fight between King Kong and Ditka?
Ditka.
Exactly.
Then they really had problems when it was who wins between Ditka and Hurricane.
And then it's Ditka as Ditka. But then he says, what if the hurricane was named Ditka? And then the guy has a heart attack.
Yeah, that's right. What happens if the hurricane name Hurricane Ditka bop? No, it's great. Anyway, we're going to flash back a little with Coach in just a moment. Stand by on this Friday morning. You can always text us. We'd love to hear from you. 359-2255. GoStever.com, STEVER. Get registered because at 8:30, I'm handing out $25 bills. So to speak, to Curtis Orchard. Free money to use it at Curtis Orchard. Use it within 7 days. Give me your feedback. That's how it works. GoStever.com. All right, Coach Ditka, Brother Johnny next.
Are you at fault? You can by dialing 328-2334 or 328-MICHAEL-JORDAN, Walter Payton.
The eye of Hurricane Dorian's almost over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. There's heavy wind and rain. In the Bahamas, there are constant flights to get people out of places like the Abaco Islands.
I'm at the airport with my sister, my two sons, my daughter, and two granddaughters to get into Nassau because it's horrible. You can't live there.
Hundreds are still missing in the Bahamas. At least 30 are dead. the leader of Zimbabwe for 37 years. Robert Mugabe died. He was 95.
Mugabe came to power at independence from Britain in 1980 after a guerrilla war ended white minority rule in what was then Rhodesia. He was heralded as a model leader, but that image steadily eroded over time as his leadership became more authoritarian.
It's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The economy added 130,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected. The unemployment rate steady at 3.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Schools across the state got more than 7,000 Stop the Bleed kits from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. The kits include things like gloves, gauze, and tourniquets. They are designed to help stop bleeding in a wound while waiting on first responders to get there. The kit distribution is in partnership with the Illinois Terrorism Task Force. That group wanted to improve trauma training in schools. Each school getting the kits is asked to have at least five teachers or staff who know how to use them. A University of Illinois spokeswoman says a U of I student charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct for allegedly having a noose in a residence hall elevator is not currently enrolled at the university. The News Gazette says Andrew Smith of Normal enrolled at the school last fall, but he is not currently enrolled. The spokeswoman, when asked if Smith was expelled, said she couldn't talk about a particular incident. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Mulder Financial is your one-stop mortgage shop. I'm Jay Lehman, former All-American for the University of Illinois. I'm now a licensed real estate agent, and I get to work with mortgage brokers all the time. But who do I prefer most, and who do I use to put a loan on my own home? Mulder Financial. Quick pre-approval. Great rates. Mulder Financial, your one-stop mortgage shop. Visit MulderFinancial.com or in person at the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the crossing to start your journey now.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An instant pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's at contact details.
Join the student alumni ambassadors from the University of Illinois for the iHelp Community Food Drive benefiting the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community is encouraged to drop donations at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, located at 601 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana, on Saturday, September 28th. Can't make it on the 28th? No worries. Student volunteers will be picking up donations throughout the community. For questions, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com. Again, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com for questions or to get involved.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Partly cloudy today with a high 82. 55-hour low tonight. 78 the high tomorrow. Down to 58 with mostly sunny conditions. More clouds coming our way late. And then on Sunday morning, we have a 40% shot at showers. High 71 expected. Rain in the forecast on Monday, too. Right now, the temperature's at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Friday morning's wisdom to the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Johnny, he is in studio away from all the rain and the storms of the East Coast, and New Orleans certainly knows what all the hurricane talk is about. Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer in Chicago, Illinois. Coach, how are you?
I'm okay, guys.
Well, I've got to flashback. They had members of the 85 Bears on the field last night at the Packer Bear game in Soldier Field. Coach, were you at school? I almost thought you were going to be down there.
No, it's okay. I wasn't asked, but it's okay.
Well, I remember the Super Bowl shuffle.
Well, it was one of those iconic moments in sports in 1985. Look at that, Coach, and I see all those players, and I just I revert back when I see number 34. How great a man was Walter Payton?
Well, as great a football player he was a better person.
He was very giving. He shared his life with people. He really cared about people. I mean, and it was sincere. It wasn't a front or anything. He was a real deal. I mean, of all the people in sports that I've met ever, and he had a chip on his shoulder. You know, he wanted to be the best. You know, he would challenge anybody on the football field because he was, in my opinion, he was the best.
Didn't you say he worked harder than just about anybody?
Oh, yeah, well, his practice ethic was unbelievable. Nobody, I don't believe anybody in the history of the game worked like him.
Hmm.
I remember when we went through the program, we put the program in Dallas when I was with Coach Landry as a player, and we really had a program that was unbelievable. It was tough. But he did this all the time. He did his own program. I mean, he did this on his own. He ran the hills on his own. He did all this stuff. I mean, it was pretty spectacular what he was doing. I mean, we would try to get the other guys to do some things that when we went to camp in the early 80s. And, it was a joke to watch them perform next to him.
Hmm. Well, and didn't you say when Coach Hallis hired you, Mike, didn't you tell people you're going to win the Super Bowl in 3 years?
Well, I said my goal was to win the Super Bowl. That's why he hired me. He won the championship. And, we had the makings of a great team there. I mean, we had to change some things. We had to figure out the quarterback situation. And, of course, when you have Walter and you have some of the people who are offensive line guys, I had a great offensive line coach and Ed Hughes and Buddy Ryan. And so, it was a pretty well established thing. So it wasn't like I did anything magical. We just got the guys and then let them play and they played.
Well, they had to assume you, the energy, the grit, the toughness, and Mike Ditka imposed that. And then it became iconic on Saturday Night Live.
What would have happened if a certain Coach Ditka had decided to run against Barack Obama for Senate in 2004?
I was a huge Bears fan. I arrived in Chicago back in 85. Loved that team. Loved Ditka. And Ditka is beloved in Chicago.
There's no way Obama could have competed with the coach. I mean, the man has a certain way with words.
Now, I worked with a great American. What if I land, truth by sea, and I on the opposite sideline shall be ready to carry the mail for thee?
Oh, to have enjoyed the services of a certain Senator Ditka. The man's filibuster-proof. He would have been a two-thirds majority all by himself. And there's nobody better than Ditka when it comes to handling the press.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too. What next?
So Ditka didn't run in 04. But there are still some people who wanted him on this year's Republican ticket.
Don't talk about what you're going to do. Prove you can do something.
Wow, Coach. That's a flashback, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of, that was it. That was crazy.
I mean, the swirl around all of that, it was unbelievable. The whole country was talking about it. And one other thing for Saturday Night Live, it's the question that never got answered. You answered it, I think, a year or two ago.
There is never really an answer to the final question there. Who wins in a fight between you and a hurricane, but the hurricane's name is Hurricane Ditka?
Well, the hurricane ran out of gas, so I whooped his ass.
It's good stuff.
I don't know where I came up with that stuff, but it's pretty crazy.
it's just good. Classic. All right, Bears-Packers last night, Coach. Kind of disappointing for Chicago. What'd you see?
I think they understand now, and I don't care how well you play or how good your defense is. You got to score points. You got to be able to take pressure off the other side, and you hold Aaron Rodgers' team offense down to 10 points. You've done a hell of a job.
And you got to win that
game. And, they couldn't score any points. And their offense is better than that. I really believe that. They just didn't have a good night last night. And, it hurt them. I mean, it's a game. First of all, it's the Green Bay Packers, so it's the biggest rivalry in football.
Yeah.
And it's the opening game of the season. So, you got a lot of things. So right now you start behind the eight ball, but that doesn't mean you can't get out from behind the eight ball.
Well, how much
they got to understand?
I'll tell you, though,
as good as the defense is, they got to score points.
Yeah, we've got. I think you're going to see a lot of that this weekend because we're not playing the first string offenses in preseason anymore. They don't play.
And I agree with that, John. I agree with that 100%.
And so they just don't have the timing, and they're not used to it. And both teams really didn't play very well on offense. And
No, not at all.
I think we're going to see a lot of that around the league. It just, you know, it takes some time, and the defenses react. The offensive plan. Well, they got to get the
plan. Well, here's the thing. If you're not going to play your starters in preseason at all, why have a preseason?
Yeah, right.
I mean, why waste your time?
Right. And Mitch Trubisky's not like Tom Brady and Drew Brees. He's not 40 years old. He needs some snaps.
He needs, Mitch is going to be really good. Yeah. He's a good football player. But you're right. But I don't understand that. You've got to play your veterans some. I mean, you say the risk of injury. The risk of injury, you get hurt walking down the street.
And you start out in this league 1-3, and you're in trouble.
Big trouble.
Okay, two other games of note. Pittsburgh visits New England. That's two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, Roethlisberger and Brady. But you got to like New England at home, I think. I mean, it's a classic. And then Monday night, it's Houston in New Orleans, Coach. They get to go down and play in the Superdome. That's going to be loud Monday night football.
Yeah, that'll be tough. I can't tell, Mike, who's going to be good. We didn't see much at preseason, so you just...
Well, you know one thing, New England will be good.
Yeah, they're
always good. And, there's some teams that some team will jump up and surprise you. I don't know who it'll be. I mean, you hope it'll I don't know who it would be. But anytime you got a quarterback like Rodgers, you got a chance. Because, people forget, the Bears got a really good defense, guys. They really have a good defense.
I agree with that.
Giving up 10 points to Rodgers, that's pretty daggone good.
What do you make of the Antonio Brown mess? They guaranteed him $30 million. It's just been bumpier, and a helmet issue, argument now with the GM. They might suspend him.
They did suspend him, actually.
Let me ask you this. What's he going to do if he doesn't play football?
I don't know.
Now, see, there's the answer right there. So what do I do? I don't know what the Raiders will do. I just let him sit.
I'll tell you what.
And not pay him and let him sit and see how long he can sit. And then if he wants to do that for the rest of his life, then let him do it. Maybe he has enough money already.
How you get that attitude and how you can be as good as he. He is a great receiver. Holy Toledo, that guy's unbelievable. But how do you get that attitude? I just don't know.
Somebody told him that he's invincible and they can't do without him,
and they've
got to prove that they can.
Yeah, and I think he had a very hard, like almost homeless growing up, and I mean tough stuff. And the guy has a chip, a lot of chips.
Yeah, but that's no excuse.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people had that, and then overcame it. So, that's not an excuse.
All right, the Democratic debate next week, Coach. Think you'll be watching on CNN?
Yeah, man, I don't even know where CNN is on my dial.
Well, it's going to be interesting, but the entertainment value has dropped in my mind because you have
Marianne Williamson,
Andrew Wang, and Tulsi.
Andrew Yang's in. I think Andrew Yang.
Wang. Is it Yang?
I think it's Yang. The guy offering $1,000 a month to every human being in the United States.
He also wants us to start moving to higher ground.
He did say higher ground, Coach. So there's some stuff going on.
The kids love him.
The kids love him. And he's offering $1,000 a person in the United States. That'd be $72,000 for my home. So I'm kind of in on Andrew Yang right now, Coach.
Where's he going to get it? Who's going to take it from?
Well, and they ask him, that's going to cost $3 trillion a year. Where are we getting it? He goes, it'll just kind of shake out.
That's good. Shake that tree, it'll fall.
Yeah, I don't know. In the hurricane stories and what happened to the Bahamas, Lord in heaven, it's awful. That's going to take decades to repair and replace and all that, isn't it?
Well, Katrina was a nightmare, 140-mile-an-hour wind. It's 185-mile with 210-mile gusts through the Bahamas. Mike, there's no shot. That's like a day and a half.
Nothing, John. That's right, exactly.
For us, a tornado that would sit
one day long
of a tornado.
And remember, force is subject to velocity squared. So if you've got 100 miles an hour versus 180 mile an hour wind, it's like three times. It's just ridiculous. There's nothing. I can't imagine that kind of force. And it hits this little island. I mean, it's
you kind of lost me.
It's amazing.
You didn't lose Mike, but you lost me at velocity squared. So I'm not sure what that.
And then Tuesday, but the bright side is that was headed straight toward Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it turns up north. I think it's actually skirting the whole East Coast.
Except the North Carolina now, and there's flooding all over.
It's one, Hurricane 1, though, so the winds are way down.
Yeah.
That's
90
miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, Coach, did you have any team in the NFL right now that you're looking at saying, you know what, that's the team, there's 4, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. And you said somebody will jump up. Who knows who that'll be, because there's always a team
I tell you what I was surprised at. I mean, I was never surprised when the Bears play the Packers, but I didn't know the Packers defense would play that well.
Yeah.
I thought they played awfully well.
They did.
And, you know, when and I know the Bears got a great defense, so only scoring 10 points against their defense, I kind of expected that. But if they can play defense that way with Rodgers, a quarterback, they're going to be formidable.
Actually, Rodgers, they ask him after the game, he goes, well, I didn't play that great, but did you see our defense?
Yeah, he was
pretty happy about that.
Yeah. He said, we have a defense.
Yeah.
And that makes him happy. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, again, wasn't his sharpest. And kind of related to that, the baseball, you see some of these relievers and closers that signed late, this Craig Kimbrell for the Cubs, he's been on injured list now twice. He didn't play in spring training. You can't throw in your backyard and count it as spring training.
No.
All that stuff's important, I think.
No, that's no doubt.
Man. But,
well, we used to think it was.
Yeah. Well, you used to play in all those preseason games, didn't you, Coach?
Oh, yeah. Everybody did.
Yeah. Well, listen, we always appreciate you, Coach. You're the best.
You know, Stevie,
thank you, guys, and God bless you.
Coach, did you see the grand slam the Cubs had yesterday?
Oh, Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam last night.
Well, that was good.
I didn't see that.
He hit that thing in the upper deck. I mean, it was one of those where the outfielder didn't even move.
That's great. Yeah. The Cubs are, I'm a big Cubs fan, so I'm pulling for them.
And we love Joe Maddon, don't we?
He's the best.
Yeah, all right, man. Coach, we'll talk next week. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Mike Ditka.
Coach, sounds good, Stevie.
Sounds good. He's turning 80.
I know it.
Next month, Mike Ditka turns 80.
I know it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not many people drafted in the 60s are doing as well as he is.
Oh, that's right. With all the football injuries and all the surgeries he's had. But Walter Payton, the better man than he was a football player,
What would you predict?
Is what he said. And here he is in the Super Bowl shuffle. Classic stuff.
Looking off.
Hold on, where am I? Super Bowl shuffle. That's the Ditka thing with the Saturday Night Live is classic.
Well, I think, do you remember we talked to Walter's wife? He had passed
Connie
for about an hour.
Yeah, she was at our table in Chicago.
Just wonderful.
Yeah, I was trying to talk her into coming to nanny for the triplets at the and she laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Her son was just decided to go to the University of Miami to play football, and she didn't like it because it was so far away. But she was just as down-to-earth and as nice a lady as I've ever met.
That's great. She was wonderful. Walter Payton, the great 34. All right, we're going to come back in just a moment. Check your weather next. ESPN 93.5, 749.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG. Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
The smashing deal we got. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See boostmobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When we think of a person who's an optimist, what do we think of? Do we think this person is fake? Everything is pleasant, happy, and positive to them? Let me encourage you to think a bit differently. It's true that optimists look at the sunny side in everything, but there's more. Optimists think only of the best and expect only the best. They make all their friends feel that there's something in themselves. They are just as enthusiastic about the success of others as they are about their own success. Optimists forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the successes of the future. They give so much time to the improvement of themselves that they have no time to criticize others. They become too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Yes, we can all be optimists if we change our thinking. To help change our thinking, join me at this year's Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Dye Hotel, Friday, October 11th. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Here you go with Sweetness.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to the Super Bowl.
Isn't that awesome? Sweetness, 34.
That is so 80s.
Anybody out there old enough to remember Hands Across America?
Yeah.
That was a big, what was the purpose of Hands Across America?
Just to be united and try to make a chain all the way from coast to coast. Uh-huh.
And we did it.
Well, I don't know if we made it all the way across, but it was close. It was quite a success.
And Walter Payton was in Champaign. For yeah. that.
Okay.
And he shook Johnny's hand.
And Mom got a picture, of
course. Yep, got a picture. And I think he looked at Johnny and said, call me later. I think you guys are fast friends.
There you go.
Buddies.
Well, he was just obviously one of my favorite guys ever.
Mm-hmm. Great human being. And for Coach Ditka to say that he was a better human than he was a football, because he was the best football player I've ever seen.
Well,
let's check your weather.
We've got a high 82, partly cloudy, down to 55. This evening, 78 the high with mostly sunny conditions tomorrow, down to 58. Morning showers in the forecast Sunday, high 72 down to 60. Right now we're at 64 with the sunshine. It's Friday. ESPN 93.5.
I'd say he was Michael Jordan in football. Jordan worked that hard in practice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's that iconic.
And he was just so steady and good and a team leader.
Yeah.
And really, he didn't live very long either.
I think cancer died.
Liver cancer. Yeah,
but is it 45 years old or
something like that?
Mm-hmm. Awful. Honda BMW DriveChampaign.com was over there yesterday. Talked to Kenny over in the Beamer side. Checked the floor. It's all good. They drop your spaghetti at that BMW showroom floor. It's crisscross applesauce off the floor. No worries. It's clean.
Okay.
Beautiful vehicles. And they'll take care of you. I'll be in there today again. Drive the Odyssey, CRV. Christian really likes the new Honda Civic hatchback. Very sporty, and 40-some miles on the gallon. I mean, what? That's on the road. That's pretty good. Anyway, visit them. They're an award-winning dealership. DriveChampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. My only encouragement to you would be to say, before you purchase a vehicle, give them a chance to earn your business. Chances are they're going to do it. They just really impress. Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com. We are 35 minutes, 55 seconds mark before Curtis Orchard goes live at GoSteever.com. That's the program where you spend my money and keep the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
$25 at Curtis Orchard. Yeah, 20 of them to do this morning. They'll be gone in less than a minute.
Wow.
It is stunning. We are working on all kinds of things because so many are hitting the site at once. Hopefully today will be clean and green and you're going to have a chance to grab one of those. Just hit accept. So all you got to do, go to GoSteever.com. You have to be registered. Still got 30 minutes to get her done.
Curtis Stewart's a great place.
Yes,
oh, man.
It is. And the pumpkin patch is opening on Friday the
13th. That's a week.
It's Orange Friday.
In a week from today.
Yes.
Illinois plays football tomorrow. We're at UConn.
All right.
University of Connecticut in whatever town that is. Anybody know?
2:30 kick.
UConn.
Mansfield?
Okay.
What is it called?
Mansfield.
Mansfield.
Connecticut?
Okay.
That's the town?
Right.
Marley Weirda is in. She's at Channel 3. She's an ace. She's
That's
a star.
Right.
She's an up-and-comer.
She's covering the Cola Wars tonight.
Tuscola and Arcola. I'll take Tuscola.
You think?
I think.
Warriors or Purple Riders?
I'd take the Tuscola historically. I don't know what the Purple Riders have, but I'm sure they're good, too.
Should be fun.
Marley Weirda will be on Channel 3 covering that. You'll be down there talking to coaches and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a little more on that next hour, maybe.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to break for the news. Be right back. ESPN 93.5.
There are a lot of